Good morning. Good morning, TMC Fine. We're so glad that you joined us. Let us just go to prayer. Heavenly Father, most gracious, loving God, I want to thank you for waking each and every one up on this morning, and searching our hearts, Lord. Show us if any sin is hindering our work and our life. May we respond without delay. Whenever you make a decision, we can move forward. Conscious of our sins, how grateful as I for you to all forgive us the moment. We confess our sins, turning back to you as Lord. Father, teach us to pray day by day. Let your spirit work in us. Pray for the sick and the shut in this morning, Lord, and the people in the hospital and nursing home. TMC family, thank you for listening to us this morning. Thank you for the De Leon family this morning. Thank you for the artist training at the end of this month. Thank you for Pastor P.K. Robinson, Dr. Wilson, and the speaker that is going to deliver this message to us this morning. In the name of Jesus, let us all say amen, amen, amen. TMC family, go out and have an awesome, autumn day. Host, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Cynthia Cox?
Yes, take it away. Have an awesome day.
Thank you. God bless you. You also. Thank you for that opening prayer. Thank you for greeting the people. And I am going to join you today and say good morning to each and every single one of you. My name is Minister Robin, and I am here on the East Coast as well. And we are glad that you are here on the Master's Call. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you again, and let me just share with you a little bit about this awesome call. This call was founded by two wonderful women of God who we love and we adore, and we thank God for them. Dr. P.K. Roberts, she is known as Miss Dimples, and our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, also known as our Mother Eagle. We are grateful to the Lord for what they've done and how this call has come forward. We started 2010, and look what God has done. You have an opportunity to be part of this call, and we have an awesome team. We pray, we stand on the word of God, and the scripture that I'm going to share with you that we stand on is Psalms 88:13. It reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Because here on the Master's Call, we start our day off with prayer. We end with prayer. We pray over you, and we rejoice because God shows up and he shows out in the mighty name of Jesus. And our mission statement is also enriching us, enhancing us, and empowering us as believers as we begin each and every single day. So again, thank you for being on this call. We are brought to you live each and every single day, Monday through Friday. We start from 7 to 7:30 Central Standard, 5 to 5:30 Pacific, 6 to 6:30 Mountain, and 8 to 8:30 Eastern. And all you have to do is dial the number 712-432-0075, PIN code 957-677-POUND. We have an email address for you. Feel free to send us any information if you would like to be part of our team. We're always looking for men and women to join us, to come in agreement and to pray. If you have praise reports, we want to rejoice with you. If you have a prayer request, we want to pray for you. And you can send that all to info@themasterscall.net. We have a website. All the messages are archived. Feel free to go to www.themasterscall.net. Listen to the messages, put them on your social media page, tell your friends and family about what we are doing unto the Lord. Now we have an awesome conference that is approaching. It is going to be held March 27th through March 29th. It is being hosted by our awesome company, Artists International, and the teams of Artists International. So we are so glad that if you are interested in finding out more information, go back to the person that invited you to the call, or you can go to artistempowermentconference.com. Register there. Again, that is artistempowermentconference.com. It is being held, as I said, March 27th through the 29th. It's going to be at the Marriott West Chase in Houston, Texas. And you know what we do. We pray and we rejoice, so we need volunteers for that Sunday. If you want to be part of our team and assist us as we move forward that Sunday, ushering in the presence of the Lord, send us an email. And again, that email is info@themasterscall.net. You heard me mention Artists International. That's the company that has brought many of us together. You heard me mention the Kings of Artists. Those are men of God sold out to the Lord who's also part of this company. Well, we also have a morning motivational call, and we learn a lot about how to be entrepreneurs, how to be encouraged by awesome men and women who share with us business tools and practices and what we should do. It's hosted by one of our platinum presidents, Dorothy Cook, and a host of people, leaders, who are making it work, making a difference within Artists International. And that call, the MMC number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-pound. And it is immediately following this call. But now I am going to get out of the way. I'll come back later and I'll repeat some of the announcements. But let me tell you about my sister in the Lord, Minister Kai Brown. She's one of our team members. She's a victorious woman of God. She's a conscientious woman of God. She's a kind woman of God. She's a woman who is about God's business, so she's an active woman of God. And she is also an ingenious woman of God. Minister Kai was born in New York City, and she resides, like she says, in sunny Norcross, Georgia. She is a mom. And she is sold out to the Lord. She also received her electrical engineering degree. She's also received her Master's of Arts in Pastoral Counseling. So God is doing a lot of great things in this woman's life. She has a Master's of Divinity also, and she's sensitive to what God wants her to do. She also is an Artists International distributor, entrepreneur, and she looks forward to seeing what God has for her and for her mighty young man of God. So they are moving forward, doing great things for the Lord. I love her dearly. I thank her for her faithfulness unto this call and unto the King of Kings. And I'm going to get out of the way and love her from a distance. People of God, get your pen, get your paper, get the Word of God, get your iPad, get your whatever you have. I know God has given her a word, so I am going to bring forward. Are you there, precious Minister Kai?
I am, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I am here. God bless you. It's all yours.
Well, thank you, Minister Robin, for hosting the call, and Minister Cynthia for greeting and feeding the people. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, for allowing me this time to yet again come before the people of God. And you never take that lightly, because his people are his passion. So I just want to praise him and give him the glory and the honor that is due him and say, Lord, remove me and let it be all about you. I surrender it to you here and now, and let your word flow through your people as you will. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. So, you know, as I was preparing last night, because, you know, God just let me know, yeah, you're going to be ministering in the morning. So as I was preparing last night, I just had to laugh because I said, okay, good. I can get off of this spiritual maturity series that you've had me on. We can go to something else. And, of course, God being God, you know, he let me write out this whole message that I was going to give. And then he said, no, here's what you're ministering this morning, darling. And so I just had to laugh because, you know, I had my plan, but his plan is different. So this will be the last in the series of the spiritual maturity. It's a God-ordained process. And as we consider what God is doing, we know that He gives us definitions and meanings for things. So spiritual maturity is defined as the conforming to the likeness of Jesus through the testing of our faith and the renewing of our mind. So the development of Christ-like character. And I was just like, okay, so what are you saying? What am I, you know, I've been talking to the people about this for, you know, a few months now. He said, but something you haven't addressed is surrender, a sign of spiritual maturity. So that's the title of our message today, surrender, a true sign of spiritual maturity. And so I said, okay, Lord, but what are you saying? What are you saying? What am I supposed to say about surrender? And he told me that it's surrender is the process of allowing God to lead, guide, and direct our lives. And I said, okay, Lord, that's great. But what does that mean? It means that we are willing to do only what he tells us to do and say only what he gives us to say. And I was like, well, you know, that's real difficult. That's not an easy thing to do. And then he brought to remembrance John 14:26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. So see, we don't have to surrender on our own. We have the Holy Spirit, which is resting in us, which comes forward, comes out of us, and shows us the process of being who God says we should be. So when we walk in surrender, we are allowing the Jesus in us, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to lead and guide and direct our path. Because that's one of the main reasons that God sent him to us on the day of Pentecost. He didn't just want to leave us trying to figure it out and do it for ourselves. So the more we grow in Christ's likeness, the easier it is to surrender everything about our lives to God. So that is truly a sign of surrender. And surrender is an example and a sign of spiritual maturity. So as we continued on and as I was just praying and seeking God about what surrender is and how it works, Matthew 7:21 came to me. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. So again, he's giving us signs of surrender. He's showing us that you have to surrender your will. You have to do the will of the Father who is in heaven to get into the kingdom. So we really have to think about the things that we're doing and also the things that we are saying. See, because what we allow to escape our mouth, what we allow to come out of our lips can be damaging to others and their process of spiritual maturity. So we have to take account of every word that comes out of our mouth. See, because that's being mature. Not saying everything that comes to your mind shows that you have that filter, and that filter should be the Holy Spirit. And it should say, ooh, if I allow this to come out of my mouth, will it be pleasing to God? Am I surrendered enough to know that I am justified in saying what I am saying, but still not having to say it? See, because when you are wrong, you have the right to say something. But when the filter of the Holy Spirit says, don't say it, I've got it, are we mature enough to follow that lead? Or do we have to prove our point? Do we have to be in control instead of surrender? If you'll turn with me to Matthew 11:28, and it says, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. See, surrender can be a process that causes us not to have rest. because it could be a thing that where we have such control issues, and let me speak specifically for Kai, where I have such control issues that when I'm not in control, I don't rest well, or I didn't rest well until I got it. If I surrender it to God, if I give him the control, if I allow the Holy Spirit, which is in me, to be in control, then I can go to God and get rest. I don't have to worry about getting revenge. I don't have to worry about being in control. I can just rest knowing that God has it all under control. So my surrender to his will allows me to rest in his perfect peace. John 5:19 says, "So Jesus said unto them, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord, but only what he sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, the Son does likewise." So that shows us Jesus' surrender to God. Now, we know Jesus is a part of the Trinity, so he is God made flesh. But even in his God-likeness, he chose to surrender to the Father. So if we are striving for Christ-likeness by the renewing of our mind and the testing of our faith, then we have to be that surrender. We have to be willing to say, as Jesus did in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, if this cup can pass from me, then take it away. But nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. So he showed the ultimate surrender. He surrendered his life for the will of God, that we each, and we need to make that personal, you need to say that I could be restored to right relationship with God. He didn't just go for Kai. He didn't just go for Dr. Vanessa or Dr. PK. He went for everyone. So we need to make that personal. See, because when that type of surrender is personal, it then becomes easier for us to surrender ourselves. And I know that it is for me, because I am one of those people who are left-brained. I'm way left-brained. And if I can think through it, if I can logically progress through it, then I'm good, because I know that I'm in control. But when I have to feel my way through it, when I have to allow the emotional to run its course, that is when surrender for me is its biggest, because I don't have any part in that. I can't control that. So we have to truly and honestly look to God for all things, not just when we're in trouble, not just when we need something, but in those times when we are at perfect peace, we need to continue to walk that surrendered lifestyle. And something that we must remember, something that is just imperative that we keep a hold of, comes from 2 Corinthians 12:9-11. "But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Think about that. Paul was telling us that in his weakness, God's strength is seen. So those weaknesses are not a negative thing. It's a way for God to continue to build us and to strengthen us in Christ-like character. And notice that he tells you, God's grace is sufficient. So that means when you've ended a relationship or you've broken up with your man or your woman, God's grace is sufficient. If you've lost your job, if you don't know where to turn, God's grace is sufficient. But it's only sufficient if we're surrendered to the Holy Spirit within us. See, if we feel we need to kick and fight and scratch for everything we get, then God's grace is not sufficient. So we must be mindful to understand that even in the hard times, even when it doesn't feel good, look good, smell good, taste good, God's grace is sufficient. And his power is made perfect in our weakness. So as we progress through surrender being the ultimate sign of spiritual maturity, we've got to realize that it's really not about us. God didn't ask us our opinion. He don't want it. He knows the end of the story before the story started. Now, does that mean he wants us mindless and numb and just flowing through life unaware? No. See, God desires us to make the conscious choice to surrender. That's why he gave us free will. He wants us to choose him. Choose you this day whom you will serve. See, he wants it to be a choice that we allow the Holy Spirit to rest, rule, and abide and lead and guide us each and every day. And also, being surrendered means that we do that which is in Luke 9:23. And he said to all, If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Well, how do we take up that cross? How can we take up that cross? Because he sent the Helper, the Holy Spirit, to show us how to do it, to be willing to pick up that cross and carry it as a sign of surrender. You know, we are so, in this society, we are taught that being independent and self-assured and just able to take care of ourselves and able to do and get the things that we need in and of ourselves is a virtue. But that's contrary to what God is telling us. He is telling us, trust me. Seek me. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Not go out and kick and scratch and bite and claw to get where you want to go. But seek God first, and all these things shall be added unto you. And so the process of surrender requires that we allow the Holy Spirit to have his way, to be in control, and to follow the will of God that the Holy Spirit shows us. And if we ask him to reveal it to us, he will. We just have to desire it far above gold and rubies and diamonds. See, when we're in the refiner's fire, we have to be surrendered enough to stay there and allow God to burn off all the impurity. When we're in the pruning process, we have to be willing to stand in it and allow God to cut away all those things that are not like him, all of those things that are hindering our walk with him, all of those things that are keeping us from truly being surrendered to God. And it's a process. It's not somewhere that you just wake up one morning and arrive. But we know that Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by the testing of your faith, by the testing you will discern what is the will of God, which is the good and acceptable and perfect will. See, I don't want to walk in the good or the acceptable anymore. I want to walk in that perfect will of God. So this day, I am walking in complete and total surrender to what God has for my life. I hope that each and every one of you under the sound of my voice will join me. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Praise God, praise God. Can you hear me, Minister Kai?
Yes, ma'am, I can. Take it away.
Thank you so much for that word of encouragement. I am going to call you back once I finish praying unto the Lord. Father God, we just thank you and we honor you and we glorify your holy name. And we thank you for being our Lord, for being our King, for being Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Thank you, Lord God, for all of those who have come before you, Father, and whatever that need is that they may have brought before you. We know that you supply all of their needs according to your riches and your glory by and through Christ Jesus, the Anointed One, whether it be for finances, whether it be, Father God, for a family member that may be in crisis, whether it may be just to have your peace around them. You are Jehovah Shalom, and there's not one thing that is too difficult for you. Be that God of peace, Father. Let them know that you are there with them. You'll never give them more, Father God, than they are able to handle. You are the one who will refresh them, the one who will give them energy, the one who will strengthen them, the one who will restore them. I thank you, Father, that as we surrender to you, as the word has gone forward, Father, give us dreams and visions and show your people, Father God, what they need to do. Teach us, correct us, instruct us, inform us, enlighten us, because we know our steps are ordered and guided by you. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, who is the best teacher that we can have. And as we surrender, because you are the good shepherd and we are your sheep, we hear your voice and the voice of a stranger. We will not follow, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for your people as we go forward this day. You being our healer, you being our restorer, you being our deliverer, you being our provider, we surrender all to you, knowing that you are the one who began this great work in us. You are going to complete it in the mighty name of Jesus. Family members, let me go ahead and give you the replay number for today's message only. That number is 712-432-1085. Same exact pin, 957-677-pound. Keep in mind, again, we do have an Artists International Conference approaching. It is going to be March 27th through the 29th, hosted by our awesome Kings of Artists and also our founders, the Diaz de Leon family. Feel free to go to artistempowermentconference.com. to register. It's going to be held at the Marriott West Chase in Houston, Texas. And we, the Master's Call family, we need volunteers on Sunday. Send us an email. Come join us. Be part of the family. Usher in the presence of God. And that email is info@themasterscall.net. If you're unable to listen to the replay, feel free to go back to the website, www.themasterscall.net, and you can listen to all of the messages right there on our site. Today is Wednesday, and we do have our artist corporate call. That number is 712-432-0900, pin 836-211-pound. So at this time, I'm sorry, one more thing, MMC, our morning motivational call. This is where we are constantly learning more about our awesome company, Artists International. And that's immediately following this call. And that number is 530-881-1300. And the PIN code is 539-598-POUND. I want to say thank you, Minister Cox, for greeting the people and clearing the atmosphere for this word that our mighty woman of God brought forward. Thank you, Minister Kai, for that encouraging word. Surrender and let God be in charge of your life. And I'm going to call you back so you can feel the word and this prayer. Are you there, Minister Kai?
I am, Minister Robin. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you, giving you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you. As we walk out this day in complete and total surrender to you, we desire that you see our hearts, that you cut away anything that is not like you, that you burn away the impurities. As we leave this call, but never your presence, we say we are surrendered. We are walking according to the Spirit and not the flesh. And we thank you and praise you because of the blood of the Lamb, who has washed us, which has washed us, and washed away the impurity. We thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Go out and have an amazing day. Bye-bye.